Today we continue our study in the Lord's words.
我哋今日继续系睇神嘅话语。
In Matthew chapter 12 and verse 30.
喺马太福音第十二章第三十节。
We look only at this one verse today.
我哋今日净系睇呢一节嘅话语。
Matthew 12 and verse 30.
马太福音第十二章第三十节。
And we want to see what it is that the Lord has to teach us here.
We
ask our brother to read it for us in Cantonese.
我们首先是用中文读一次。马太福音第十二章第三十节那里是这么记载，他说，不与我相合的，就是敌我的；不同我收罪的，就是分散的。
Now that is a very short verse, but exactly what does it say to us?
这一节是相当短的经节，但是这节的经文跟我们讲了什么事情呢？
To help to bring out its meaning, we'll look at another verse that seems to say something similar to it, and that is in Mark chapter 9 and verse 40.
我们要明白这节经文的时候，我们都是要看另外一节的经文，另外的那节经文是记载在马可福音第9章第40节那
里。I ask our brother to read the passage beginning from verse 38.
我们现在是要读下在马可福音第九章第三十八节那里记载的事。
From verse 38 to verse 40.
是由马可福音第九章第三十八节至四十节，圣经是这么记载。他说，约翰对耶稣说，夫子，我们看见一个人奉你的名赶鬼，我们就禁止他，因为他不跟从我们。耶稣说，不要禁止他，因为没有人奉我名行异能，反倒轻易毁谤我。不敌挡我的，就是帮助我们的。
Well, let's just to refresh our minds, look again at Matthew 12:30 and then compare it with Mark 9:40.
咁我哋要明白呢两节经文嘅时候，我哋系要睇下喺马可福音第十二章第三十节嗰度，同埋呢喺马太福音第十二章第三十节嗰度，同埋马可福音第九章第四十节嗰度。
I ask our brother to read just these two verses, the one in Mark 12:30 and then the one in Mark 9:40.
OK, 那我们现在再看看这两节经文，再一次的看看，好像在马太福音第十二章第三十节那里，他说，不与我相合的，就是敌我的；不同我收罪的，就是分散的。在马可福音第九章第四十节那里是这么记载，不敌挡我们的，就是帮助我们的。
Now in Matthew 12 verse 30, the Lord Jesus says, He that is not with me is against me.
所以主耶稣基督在马太福音第十二章第三十节那里，他就对我们说，他说，我们不跟他一起相合的，就是抵挡他的。
Are you with him or are you against him?
那我就问你，你是不是跟主耶稣基督在一起，因为你是敌基督的呢？
Well, I'm sure you will say, no, I am with him.
我就相信每一个人都说，哦，不是，我是跟主在一起的。
Whether this is so or not, we shall see in a moment when we come to understand what it means to be with him.
但这个是不是真实的情况呢？我们一会儿当我们看看什么叫做和他一起的时候，我们就会明白这个经节。
And then I'll ask you that question again and see whether you can answer with the same confidence that you answered right now.
当你明白了什么叫做相合的时候，我就再问下你们，你心里面所有 的解释是不是和我所说的解释一样呢？
And the Lord Jesus says, He that it does not gather with me scatters.
主耶稣基督就跟我们说，他说，不跟我收罪的，就是分散的。
Are you gathering with him?
那我就问你，你是不是和主耶稣基督在一起的呢？
If you don't gather with him, then you are scattering. You are scattering.、
如果你不是和他一起的话，你就是和他分散的。
So what we see from this is that there is no neutral ground between being with Christ or against Christ.
所以我们在这里看到是没有一个中立的地步，你一是和他是同埋一起，你一是同埋他是分散的。
In spiritual warfare, there is no neutrality.
在属灵的战争上面是没有中立的地位。
In a sense, there is no such thing in neutrality at all, as neutrality at all in the world.
就算在世界上面都是没有中立这个名字。
There are some countries in this world that claim themselves to be neutral countries.
不过我们都知道在这个世界上面有这个国家，他都是自我咁话，佢话我系一个中立嘅国家。
Switzerland is a country that claims to be neutral。
好似瑞士就系一个中立嘅国家。
In reality, of course, the politics of Switzerland is very far from neutral。
但系喺实际嘅情况嚟讲，瑞士佢自己有嘅政治同埋佢哋所讲嘅中立，实在系有好远嘅距离。
Today, for example, they are very much in the Western alliance, sympathetically, and very much opposed to the Eastern Bloc.
好似喺佢哋今日政治嘅實際行動上面，佢哋都係同情西方嘅聯合，而反對東方嘅社會制度。
But because of the size of the country, it feels itself obliged to remain neutral. It cannot, it does not wish to be involved in a war because of the cost to itself.
但係因為佢係國家土地大小嘅問題，所以佢係將希望自己嘅國家成為一個中立嘅國家。
Whether any nation in future will respect its neutrality is another matter.
但係喺以後嘅日子裏邊，其他嘅國家會唔會係尊敬佢哋呢個獨立嘅思想咧，就係另外一個問題啦。
In the Second World War, Belgium was neutral, Holland was neutral, but the Germans took no notice of that.
當我哋睇到喺第二次世界大戰嘅時候，比利時同埋荷蘭都係話一個中立嘅國家，但係德國一樣係去攻打佢哋。
And one day when the Dutch woke up, they found the German paratroopers coming out of the sky.
因為當喺第二次世界大戰嗰陣時候，有一日當嗰啲荷蘭人起身嘅時候，佢哋喺佢嘅屋頂上面係睇見到德國嘅旗幟。
Switzerland was also neutral, but the Germans didn't attack because it would have been too costly to attack that mountainous country.
喺嗰陣時候，雖然間瑞士都係一個中立嘅國家，但係德國係冇攻打瑞士，因為佢認為要攻打瑞士係要付出相當大嘅代價。
The point of all this is this: that though you may proclaim yourself to be neutral, neither of the warring parties consider you to be neutral.
但係呢度我哋所要講到嘅問題就係話，你自己話自己係中立嘅國家，但係人哋睇你係咪中立嘅國家就係另外一個問題啦。
Today, if you are not a Christian, you may say, "Well, I'm not against Christ, I'm not for Christ, I'm neutral."
今日如果你唔係基督徒嘅人，佢會話我唔係敵基督嘅，我亦都唔係同埋基督一齊嘅，佢話我係中立嘅。
That doesn't work.
但係喺呢佢係咁樣講嘅時候，係唔能夠表現出嚟嘅。
Because God does not consider you neutral.
因為神嘅眼光佢唔係。認為你是中立的人。
And Satan does not consider you neutral.
就算撒旦他都不認為你是一個中立的人。
And so you will be in trouble from both sides.
因此的話，你就在神那裡和在撒旦那裡，你都會有很大的麻煩。
And so here the Lord Jesus is saying to us exactly this point. In warfare, whether it's in the world or in spiritual warfare, there is no neutrality. There's no middle ground.
所以主耶穌基督在這裡都教訓我們，他說在人類的戰爭上面和在屬靈的戰爭上面都是沒有中立的地位。
But then what about Mark chapter 9 verse 40, you will say?
但是那你又会说了，那在马太福音第九章第三十节那里所讲的又是什么事情呢？
Does it not there say that he that is not against us is for us?
你就会说，那你说在马太福音那里讲到的，他说如果不是抵挡他的呢，就是帮助他的了。
Now here we need to consider what exactly the Lord Jesus means.
所以我哋喺呢度就要睇下马可福音嗰度主耶稣基督所讲嘅实际系咩嘅事情。
And then we'll begin to see that these are not two sides of the same coin, not two sides of the same coin, not the same thing in different words.
当我哋明白呢两节经文嘅时候，我哋就会睇到呢两节经文系所讲嘅事情系唔同嘅。
That they appear to be similar, but actually they are very different.
喺外表上边撒下眼嚟睇，我哋。覺得佢哋好似係一好似係相同嘅咁，但係當我哋細心研究下嘅話，佢哋就唔係相同嘅。
Let me show you, for example, what it means. For example, today China is under the communists.
當你哋要明白呢樣嘢經文嘅時候，我同你講一句事情就係話，好似今日嘅中國嘅情況，佢喺共產主義嘅控制底下。
It is true to say that the majority of Chinese today are not against China.
咁你就會話喺中國裏邊，大部分嘅中國人佢都係唔係抵擋中國嘅。
Well, I mean, even the overseas Chinese, many of them are not actually against China.
就算喺海外嘅中國人，佢哋實際嘅行動上邊，佢哋都係冇反抗中國嘅意念。
But that doesn't mean that they are for China.
但係佢哋冇反對，並唔係表示佢哋係贊同。
Just because you are not against them does not mean that you are for them.
因為喺呢度另外一個原則，亦都係當你唔係反對佢嘅時候，亦都唔係表明咗你就係護和佢。
So how can we say that he that is not against us is for us？
所以你喺呢度就會明白話點解我哋唔抵擋佢嘅就係幫助佢嘅咧
？If we are not against China, it doesn't mean that we are for China。
因為我哋唔抵擋中國，亦都不一定表明我哋係幫助中國。
The only way to understand this correctly is to understand this as a comparative statement。
當我哋要明白呢節經文嘅時候，我哋要首先係用。比較的方式來明白它。
Compared to the Kuomintang, we are actually not against China in this sense. The Kuomintang are against China, and certainly in no sense for China.
所以我們在這裡另外看到一個比較的事情，就是說好像是國民黨和中國共產黨的兩件事情，好像國民黨它是反對共產主義的一樣。
Now seen from the point of view of China, The overseas Chinese may not be against China, but they are for China in the sense in which the Taiwanese, the Kuomintang are not.
好似我哋要明白呢次經驗，經文我哋都係睇到，好似喺海外上面嘅中國人，佢都係佢哋都冇反對中國裏邊嘅行徑。
In other words, because the overseas Chinese take a non-antagonistic view, I'm saying many of them take a non-antagonistic view to China. In that sense, only in that very limited sense, are they for China. That is, they are not going to do anything against China actively.
因為喺海外嘅中國人，佢睇中國裏邊嘅行徑都係好表面咁樣睇落去，所以佢喺實際上面嘅行動，佢哋係冇做出反抗佢嘅事情。
Let's see what we mean. For example, if you hear somebody today maybe attacking the situation in China today, do you not immediately feel an inclination to come to the defense and say, no, 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 it's not as bad as that in China. Actually, we are making good progress.
當好似今日你聽到有啲人佢係反對中國裏邊嘅行政嘅時候，你就會唔會話同佢話啊？唔係啊，中國裏邊實際嘅情況唔係好似你想象中咁壞咯。
In this sense, you have a certain sympathy for China because, after all, it is our people.
當你講呢句説話嘅時候，就表明咗你對中國裏邊嘅人民係有一個同情心，因為佢哋始終都係中國人。
And this for, this sympathy is all that the Lord is speaking about here. It's not that you are for them in that sense that you would do anything for China or fight under the Chinese flag and so on, but that you have a sympathy for China.
所以喺呢度主耶穌基督同我哋講到，佢話我哋幫助佢，幫助佢呢個字就係話我哋對佢有同情心咁嘅意思。
And this kind of sympathy is not what the Taiwan government would have, of course.
呢一種咁嘅同情並唔係話好似台灣政府所講嘅同情一樣。
And so we can see now, we begin to see what the Lord Jesus is saying.
所以我哋明白咗以上嘅事情之後，我哋就開始明白主耶穌基督同我哋所講嘅教訓啦。
That is that there are many people like the Pharisees and Sadducees who are bitterly opposed to Jesus.
我哋都係知道有好多人好似法利賽人咁啊，一樣佢都係對主耶穌基督有一個好大嘅反抗。
But a person who is willing to cast out demons in Jesus' name, like this man we are talking about here, certainly has at least a sympathy for Jesus.
但係我哋都係睇到呢度有一個人，佢係奉主耶穌基督嘅名嚟趕鬼。我哋知道佢係咁樣趕鬼嘅時候，佢對主耶穌基督嘅名都係有一個同情心喺裏邊。
But notice that he is not following Jesus.
但係我哋呢度睇到嘅就係呢個人並唔係跟隨耶穌嘅人。
This is the whole complaint about the disciples. He is not following with us.
所以呢一個就係點解耶穌嘅門徒要對耶穌所講呢個人嘅事情啦。
And so that is because they were not following Jesus, the disciples said, I don't allow you to use Jesus' name.
就係因為呢個人唔跟隨耶穌嘅緣故，所以佢嘅門徒就對耶穌話：呢個人係唔應該跟隨你嘅。
But the Lord Jesus says, don't stop him.
但主耶穌基督對佢就話：你唔應該係阻止呢個人嘅行為。
Because he that is not against us has a sympathy for us.
因為主耶穌基督話：佢話唔係反抗我哋嘅人，就係對我哋有同情心嘅人。
Now here we have to notice as we compare these two passages some of the differences.
當我哋要睇下呢兩節經文唔同地方嘅時候，我哋就要小心咁樣睇下。
A very important difference is to notice the difference of the words in Matthew is with me, in Mark it is for us.
我哋喺呢度要睇呢兩節經文嘅時候，要有兩個字特別小心嘅，就喺馬太福音嗰度，佢就講到佢話啊，同埋我哋喺一齊嘅，同埋喺馬可福音佢講到嘅咧，就係話幫助我哋嘅。
Now there is a world of difference between those two expressions.
喺呢兩節經文嗰度，我哋係會睇到一個好大嘅分別。
You see, a person, this is for us. Us is not just Jesus. It is for us, the church, for the new community, for us as a whole.
所以喺呢度，主耶穌基督所講嘅，佢話係同埋我哋喺一齊相合嘅，並唔係話同埋主耶穌一齊相合，而係同埋我哋喺今日教會裏邊一齊相合嘅人。
Now there are many people who are working very hard for the church, for the Christian organization, for the Christian religion. Oh, they are very much for the church in some way or other.
我哋今日都有睇到好多人，佢喺教會裏邊，佢係為教會服務，係為其他嘅人服務。我哋睇到佢喺佢嘅工作上面，有好多人為別人嘅事情。
But they can be for the church out of a very selfish interest.
但係佢哋做呢啲事情，為教會做呢啲事情嘅時候，喺佢心裏邊可能有呢啲好自私嘅嘢喺背後。
It pains me to see today, for example, the denominational attitude that we have in the churches today.
今日我睇到喺教會裏邊有唔同支派嘅事，我都感覺到好傷心。
I am for my denomination, my church.
好多人佢都话，佢话我为我间教会，我为我嘅
for your 的宗派，
为我嘅宗派咁嘅事情。
So that they can argue, the 面红耳赤 ，you see, the face gets red, the ears also get red, in their argument for their denomination, for their church, their teaching.
所以好多人今日都系为呢啲事情，为佢宗派嘅事情，为佢教会嘅事情而拗到面红耳赤。
I probably have never been so disgusted as when I was in theological college.
我都係記起，當我喺聖經學院裏邊，我有一件係相當令我討厭嘅事，就係
which is exactly illustrating this point. You can be for your particular church, your denomination, and to the extent that you hate even the other people.
所以呢件事令我討厭嘅事就係話，有啲人佢喺嗰度佢就話：我係為我呢間教會出嚟嘅，我係為我呢一個宗派出嚟嘅。而因為佢係太過為我嘅緣故，所以佢就開始憎恨別人。
I was once listening to an interview which really sickened me in my heart, an interview over the radio.
有一次我都喺收音機嗰度聽到有一個係有關彼此談話嘅節目
，where a person of a very strict brethren sect was being interviewed, a brethren sect 弟兄會。
係啊，嗰度嘅節目係有關一個弟兄會裏邊嘅節目。
These are known as extreme brethren or close brethren in England。
喺英國嗰度呢一啲咁嘅聚會，呢啲咁嘅組織係一個好相當極端嘅組織嚟嘅。
Oh, they think that they are the only ones who will be saved. All the other Christians are going to hell。
因為佢認為只係佢哋裏邊嘅人先至可以得救，其他嘅一切基督徒都係會入地獄。
For them, this man was saying, I have great pity on you people. Oh, dear me. He was so superior. I mean, he was so high up next to God that all the other Christians, he has only pity for them.
在那个节目那里，我就听到有一个人，他就 对另外一个人，他说，我对你们是有一个很大的同情心。他好像以为自己的地位是跟神有同等的地位一样。
Where is the love of Christ to be seen in such people?
在这种人的身上，你怎样看到基督的爱呢？
But are they for the church? Ooh, they sure are. Just look at their red tomato face. They sure are for the church. They will go anytime.
但係佢哋真係係咪為咗佢哋嘅教會嘅咧？當然啦，佢哋係為佢哋嘅教會出力嘅。
Oh, and for the church, they will say for Christ anytime. It's Christ and the church.
所以佢哋嘅口上邊成日都係話：我哋係為我哋間教會，我哋係為主嘅。
Well, let us think back again to the Crusaders. Back in the Middle Ages, they went to Palestine to fight the Arabs, to kill the Arabs, to save Palestine, to redeem Palestine for God.
好似我哋喺中世紀嗰陣時候，都係睇到十字軍嘅口號一樣，佢就話：哦，佢係要去到要去到以前
Palestine，
去到巴勒斯坦嗰度，要將巴勒斯坦嘅人拯救出嚟。
Oh, they went, they fought, they died in the name of the cross, in the name of Jesus.
所以呢啲咁嘅軍隊就係為呢個十字架而戰爭，為主嘅名嚟戰爭，直至到死亡。
As they went, they took their oath upon the cross.
當佢哋去打仗嗰陣時候，佢哋都喺呢個十字架嘅面前做佢哋嘅誓言。
That is the wooden cross.
當然啦，我哋所講嘅十字架就係一個木嘅十字架。
Even their flags carried the red crusader cross on it.
就算佢哋嘅旗啊，都係有呢個十字架嘅象徵。
They went forth to fight for Christ and His church.
他们是去到战场上面为主的教会来作战。
Who will deny that they were for Christ and for His church?
这样有哪个人说否认他们这样的战争不是为教会而打仗，不是为主耶稣基督来打仗呢？
Exactly, how do you deny that these extreme brethren are for Christ and for the church?
好像刚才我所讲过到的一班的组织，有哪个人又可以否认他们不是为主出力，不是为他这间教会出力呢？
But what do we see today? We see the same thing, a loyalty for the church. It is my church. My church is Alliance or Pentecostal or Gospel or whatever it is. My church. I will fight for it. Don't you dare to say a bad word about my church. You'll get a black eye.
但今天我们都是看到这些这样的情况，很多人都是他都是说我是为我间教会的，或者他间教会 是福音堂也好，或者神召会也好，或者浸信会也好，他们都是说我是为我这间教会的。
And so when we do this, we are sure that we are doing this for Christ. After all, our church is Christ's church.
当他们做这些事情的时候，他们都是说我是为主来做这些事情的，因为这间教会是主自己的教会。
I think by now you can see the big difference between for Christ and for the church and being with Christ, as we shall see what that means in a moment.
我想你们现在都已经是明白了那个字，为教会、为基督这个字，还有与基督一起这个字 的不同的地方。
The tragedy of the church, and I would say it's a tragedy, is that we have too many people who are for Christ and very few people who are with Christ.
今天我们在教会里面有一个悲剧，就是说太多人是为基督，而太少的人是与基督的一起。
And today I would like you to ask that question clearly in your own mind. Are you for Christ?Or are you with Christ? There's a world of difference between those two.
所以今天我都要问你一个问题，就是说你是为主，你一是说你是与主的一起的呢？这两件事情上面是一个很大的分别。
Now Paul illustrates this point so well in Philippians.
保罗在腓立比书那里都是将这个这样的事情讲得相当的显明。
In chapter 1 of Philippians, we read a passage which is a great pain to my heart, and yet it showsHow well Paul understood the Lord's teaching.
当我在腓立比书第一章那里看到保罗所写的一句经节的时候，令到我的心都是有一个很大的悲伤。但是我相反来说，我是感觉到保罗对于神的话语是明白得几透彻。
In Philippians chapter 1 verse 15 to 18, Paul is saying that there are some people who preach Christ, notice this, out of envy and rivalry, in verse 15.
所以保罗在腓立比书第一章第十五节那里都对我们说，他说有的全基督是出于妒忌纷争。
And then in verse 16 he says, the latter do out of love, some preach out of goodwill. But and these people who preach out of goodwill do it out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. But in verse 17, the other people who preach Christ out of rivalry do this out of a spirit of partisanship.And the word means actually selfish ambition.
所以保罗继续在第十六节那里对于我们说，他说有些人传福音是出于爱心的，但是在第十七节他就跟着说，他说有些人传基督的福音是出于结党的，并不诚实的。
Now the strange thing is that there are two kinds of preachers. There are two kinds of Christians. One preaches the gospel because of his love for Jesus. Another actually preaches Christ out of a spirit of selfishambition, something that he can get for his own personal advantage.
所以我们在今天都看到有两种的基督徒，有两种的传道的人。有一种的传道人，他传这个基督的福音是出于爱心，另外一种人他传这个基督的福音是出于自己的好处。
And so you can see that those who preach Christ out of selfish ambition, are they not for Christ? Sure, they're for Christ. They get advantage out of Christ.
咁我問你啦，當嗰啲人佢要傳基督嘅福音嘅時候，係出於自私嘅心嘅時候，佢係咪為基督嘅咧？當然啦，佢係為基督嘅啦。
You're always for those people or for that person from whom you can get some advantage for yourself。
呢度我哋就睇到你係會為另外嗰啲人做一啲嘢，因為你以為為佢做嘢嘅時候，你會喺佢嗰度得到一啲好處，得到一啲利益。
And so in verse 18 we find that these people actually preach Christ. The Christ is proclaimed out of pretense. That is from the wrong motives.
所以在第十八节那里我们都会看到有些人传基督的福音的时候是出于假意的。
I say to you, watch very carefully your motives when you preach the gospel. What is the motive for which you preach the gospel?
所以我要跟你说，当你传福音的时候，你的动机是什么？你要细心地想想你自己最基本的动机是什么。
If a pastor preaches the gospel because that's his bread and butter, his fun one, well of course he is for Christ. You don't have Christ, you don't have your fun one. Of course you are for Christ.
当然如果今天那些传道人他传扬福音的时候是为他饭碗的事情而做这些传扬福音的事，他当然说是为基督的，因为他是做到这些事情的时候他才是有反省。
If they don't preach Christ, they'll end up where? They'll end up washing dishes. They don't know how to do anything else. So they have to preach Christ.
因为这一等人当他不传扬福音的时候，他有什么事可以做呢？他或者只是可以去洗碗了。
So what is your motive for preaching Christ?
所以我问你了，当你是传扬基督的时候，你的动机又是什么？
Because that will tell us why you are for Christ. That will tell us why you are for Christ.
因为在这件事上面就会看到为什么你是为基督的。
Now this is so important. At first you may now have, when I first mentioned it and you read these two verses in Matthew and Mark side by side, they seem to say the same thing. Now you can see that they say very different things.
所以我们在这里正话都系睇到马太福音同埋马可福音里边所唔同所记载嘅两次经文，当我哋撒眼睇嘅时候，佢哋好似系一样嘅；但系当我哋细心睇下嘅时候，佢哋系完全唔同嘅。
When we read in Matthew chapter 7 verse 21, for example, these people who cast out demons in Jesus' name, who did mighty works in Jesus' name, who said to Jesus, "Lord, Lord," and Jesus said to them, "Depart from me, you evil doers." Were these people not for Christ?
好似我哋喺馬太福音第七節，喺第七章第二十一節嗰度都會睇到話，好多人佢哋都係都係為奉主嘅名嚟做主嘅工作，佢哋都係成日話呼主嘅名，主啊主啊咁。佢哋你以為佢哋嘅動機唔係為主嘅咩？
Sure, they are for Christ. Why would they be saying, Lord, Lord? Why would they be using His name to do this and that? They are for Christ in a very definite sense.
當然啦，佢哋係為主嘅咧。如果佢哋唔係為主嘅話，點解佢要呼成日話主啊主啊，同埋用主嘅名而行而能呢？
But they were not with Christ.
但係喺呢度我哋睇到佢哋係唔係同埋基督喺一齊嘅。
And because they were not with Christ, Jesus says, "Depart from me, you evildoers."
所以因為佢哋唔係同埋喺基督喺埋一齊嘅，所以主耶穌基督就對佢哋話：你哋作惡的人，離開我吧。
Don't come here saying, "Lord, Lord, you have not been with me. You have been for me in some sense. You have not been with me."
因為主耶穌基督對佢哋話：佢你唔係同埋我一齊嘅，你只係為我做啲事，但係你唔係同埋我一齊，所以我唔中意你同埋我喺埋呢度。
This means, brothers and sisters.Don't think you are a Christian just because you are for Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，希望你哋唔好话你哋系基督徒嘅缘故，你哋就系为主做事情。
It is to be with Christ that is to be a Christian.
因为要成为一个基督徒，最重要一点事情就系话与主一齐。
But because so many people have not clearly distinguished between these two, they confuse the idea of being for Christ and imagine because they are for Christ, they are therefore saved.
但係因為好多人對於呢兩個字係搞得唔清楚嘅緣故，所以佢哋以為為主做嘢就可以得救啦。
I would like you to notice that nobody would be for Christ if he did not believe in Christ in some way。
但我同你哋講，如果有啲人唔係話佢相信主耶穌基督嘅話，佢唔會係為主嚟做一啲事情。
These people in Matthew 7:21 who say, "Lord, Lord," I mean, surely they believe in Jesus, otherwise they would never have cast out demons in Jesus' name。
所以我哋喺馬太福音第七。章第二十一節嗰度都睇到，嗰啲人係奉主嘅名嚟趕鬼，佢哋當然係與主耶穌基督喺一齊。
And like this man in Mark chapter 9, of course he believes in the power of Jesus' name. If he didn't believe in the power of Jesus' name, he wouldn't be casting out demons in that name.
所以喺馬可福音第九章嗰度都係睇到，我哋知道呢啲人係奉主嘅名嚟趕鬼，佢哋當然係有與主嘅一齊。
And therefore you see at once, there is a world of difference. And I would like you and I urge you again to make sure.Whether you are only for Christ or whether you are also with Christ.
所以我喺呢度希望你哋明白嘅就係與主喺一齊同埋為主呢兩個字嘅分別。
Now what the Lord is teaching his disciples in Mark chapter 9 is an attitude of patience, of tolerance.
主耶穌基督喺馬太福音喺馬可福音第九章嗰度對佢嘅所講嘅説話就係對佢嘅門徒話，佢哋要有一個忍耐嘅心。
For we always feel impatient with those people.When we ourselves are 100% committed Christians, they are not 100%. We are impatient with them.
因為我哋都係知道，當一個人係完全奉獻咗俾主嘅人，當佢睇到另外一個唔係奉獻得好大嘅人，佢對呢一種人就係有一個好冇耐性嘅心啦。
We can become very intolerant, very hard on them.
你會因為咁嘅緣故，你會對呢啲人係會好冇耐性咁樣對待佢哋。
And so we may publicly repudiate them.
我哋因为咁嘅缘故，亦都会喺公开嘅地方上边反抗佢哋。
That is to say, in front of non-Christians, we will repudiate this kind of people.
亦都系话，我哋会喺非基督徒嘅面前嚟排挤呢啲咁嘅人。
And so, in the eyes of the world, they cannot distinguish between the two. They think these are Christians, those are Christians. Look at the Christians; they are fighting each other again.
但系喺非基督徒嘅眼光嚟讲，佢哋话呢啲点解大家都系非基督徒嘅人，佢就彼此嘅排挤咧？
Therefore, we must not be like these exclusive brethren. We must have patience and love for those who are not following with us.
所以我哋都系要希望我哋唔好好似正话所讲到嘅嗰个弟兄会啊，嗰度嗰啲人咁极端。我哋要对另外嘅人系有爱心、有忍耐嘅心。
For this reason, I am willing to go to preach the gospel, whatever church, and I get invitations for all kind of churches because they know that I am willing to accept them in the Lord. I am willing to minister and to serve them.
亦都係因為呢個緣故，所以我去到唔同嘅教會裏面傳揚神嘅福音，係有唔同嘅教會都係邀請我去到佢嘅教會裏面，因為佢知道我對呢啲事係冇一個歧視嘅心理。
Even though when I preach the gospel, I preach it uncompromisingly. I do not say, therefore, you all, you people, your church is no good, your denomination is useless, you're all going to hell. I don't say anything of the kind. My job is simply to tell them what is a true Christian and for them to decide where they stand.
所以當我傳揚福音嘅時候，我都冇咁樣嚟排斥佢哋，我都唔會話你哋呢啲人係要入地獄嘅，而其他嗰啲人就會話一定要得救啊。當我傳揚福音嘅時候，我都係好坦白咁樣同佢哋講，由佢哋嚟自己做決定。
You will notice that I preach exactly the same gospel to you as I preach to them. I don't make it any different. I don't say, you know, here I preach differently. These are all good people. And those people outsiders, I said, I have pity on you lot, you know.
所以你都是知道,当我在这里传福音,和在第二间教会传福音的时间,然后都是没有分别的,我在这里传的福音,我在其他的地方都是传同样的福音。
If I preach severely, I preach severely to whoever it is. In the same way, if I preach lovingly, I preach lovingly. The same combination of Christ's love and Christ's severity is preached wherever I go.
当我是用很重的语气跟你们说的时候,我也是用很重的语气跟他们说,当我跟你们说的时候,用温柔的爱心跟你们说,我也是跟他们说的时候,用温柔和爱心。But
somebody will say, well, if you are that tolerant, isn't it not dangerous?
有很多人就说,如果你这样忍耐人,是不是有一个很大的危机呢?
Do you not allow the tares then to grow with the wheat in the church? Tares, what is it in Cantonese? You're just 野草. 野草.
Baby.
Say it again for him.
Baby.
Baby, that is something that looks like a wheat, but is not wheat.
Mm-hmm. 因为当我跟他们讲到有关,即是好像杯子的
No. That is, you allow the tares, the baiti, to grow among the wheat. So this kind of wild grass, this kind of baiti, they look like the wheat, but they do a lot of damage to the wheat.
但这种杯子,因为它好像跟草一样的样式,但它对草的生长就是有一个很大的损害。
No. Danger to the wheat. The wheat. Oh. The 麦子。
但这些杯子,因为它跟麦子是有这样的样式,但其实它对麦子的生长是有一个很大的危机。
Because they take the nourishment from the soil away from the wheat.
因为这些杯子要在麦子那里取到它们的养料。
Now our feeling immediately is to go there and pull up the tares, pull them out.
但我们听到这些事情之后,我们会不会立刻去到那里,将那里的杯子来连根拔起呢?
That's why the Lord Jesus gives us a whole parable about the wheat and the tares in Matthew 13. He says, don't pull up the tares, because if you pull up the tares, you may pull up the wheat with it.
所以,主耶稣基督在马太福音第13章那里跟我们讲到麦子和杯子的比例,他叫我们不要将这些杯子来抽起,因为当我们拿起这些杯子的时候,我们连那些麦子都拿起。
Now in that same parable in Matthew 13, we are told that these tares were sown there by Satan.
因为我们在马太福音第13章那里都看到主耶稣基督说,这些杯子是由撒旦所播的。
But even though it is sown by Satan, the Lord says, don't pull it up.
但是虽然这些杯子是由撒旦所播的种,但主耶稣基督对我们说,你们不应该将这些杯子来抽起。
Because of course the roots of the tares tend to mix with the roots of the wheat. You pull one up, you pull all the wheat around it up as well.
因为就是杯子,它在地下里面的根,和麦子在地下里面的根是混合在一起,如果我们抽起这些杯子的时候,连麦子的根都被你拔起。The
tares may weaken the wheat. Weaken it, that is because they don't have enough nourishment.
但是因为有杯子的缘故,所以麦子的生长就会一路一路地衰退。
But still it is better that the wheat around the tares bear little wheat, little fruit, than that it bears no fruit at all.
但是在这样的情况之下,我们看到在杯子之中生长的麦子,它虽然所结的果子是这么少,但是都好过完全不结果子。
It is better that they have little fruit than that they should be destroyed completely.
在这里我们都看到,宁可这些麦子是结好少的果实,而不要令它被人连根都拔起,而什么果子都不结。
Many times we look out at other Christians and we say, oh, if they only had the right teaching, what potential they would have. How much great things they could do for God.
很多时当我们看到非基督徒的缘故,我们都是说,如果当这些人在听到福音的时候,他能够为神做几大的能力的事情呢?
But you cannot help them very much. They do not bear too much fruit because they have been affected by the roots of the tares.
但是在实际的情况底下,我们都不能够跟他可以为他做了什么事情,都不能够为他帮到他什么的忙,因为在他的生命上,他已经被这些麦子来侵蚀了。And
so in this way, this is exactly what the Lord is teaching us in Mark chapter 9. He says, be patient with those.
所以都係主耶穌基督喺馬太喺馬可福音第九章對佢教訓門徒所講嘅説話，佢叫佢嘅門徒對另外嘅人要有容忍嘅心。
And so, what then? So we see the vast difference between being for Christ in some way or other, and you can be for Christ and still be a tear. That is the great danger that now we begin to realize.
我哋亦都係要睇到另外一個事情，就係話，當你係為主做事情嘅時候，你亦都喺主嘅眼光，你亦都可以係一個卑子一樣。
Now we were seeing from Philippians chapter 1, in that passage, we saw that Paul was saying that there are some people who preach Christ out of rivalry.
好像在保罗对我们在腓立比书第一章所讲的时候，他都说有些人传扬基督的时候是可能出于自私的心。
So does it not mean that these people who are for Christ are also against Christ in a certain sense?
所以你会不会看到，因为这些人是传扬福音的时间，他是为主 的缘故而去做事，但在他们心里面有实际，所以他们是抵挡基督的呢？
Certainly, they are also against Christ in another sense, because they are not preaching the gospel as it ought to be preached, that is, out of love.
当然啦，佢哋系抵挡基督嘅，虽然佢哋系传扬基督嘅福音，但系因为喺佢哋嘅心里边，佢哋系有一个自私嘅感觉。
These people who preach Christ out of an impure motive.
呢啲人传扬基督嘅时候，喺佢嘅心里边系有不正确嘅思想。
They are not true disciples.
佢哋唔系真正嘅门徒。
Because only the pure in heart shall see God.
因为是心里是圣洁的人才可以见神的国。
So these people in many ways are like the Israelites who worship God with their lips, but their hearts are far away from God.
所以这些人也是好像在以色列里面的人一样，他是用他们的嘴唇来敬拜上帝，但是在他的心里面他们是抗拒上帝。
So we have this paradoxical situation in which these people who are for Christ are yet in another sense against Christ.
所以我们在这里就看到一个很矛盾的景象了。这里的人我们看到他是为主的，但在另外一个角度来看，他们 是抵抗主的。
But they are against Christ not consciously in this way.
我们都知道当他们抵抗主的时候，在他们的心里面是没有一个这样的意念。
That means to say, with their minds they are for Christ, but with their lives they deny Christ.
也就是说，在他们的心里面他们是为基督的，但在他们的日常生命上面他们是 违反基督的。
And I emphasize all this to show you the vast difference between so-called being for us and being with me, that is, with Christ.
所以我对你们讲这些事情的时候，就要你们明白，说为基督和与基督是有什么的分别。
We see that these people who preach Christ out of rivalry, they are certainly not with Christ. They are for Christ in the sense we have already seen, but they are not with Christ.
我们都在那里看到，当那些人是传福音的时候，是出于实际纷争的心，他们当然不是与基督在一起的。
But when we come to Matthew 12 verse 30, we will see that there is no question of being for Christ. The whole, twice the word with me is used.
所以我们也在马太福音第12章32节那里看到，是说与主相合，相合这个字是什么意思？
Now in Mark chapter 3 verse 14, when the Lord Jesus chose the 12 disciples, it says,He chose the 12 to be with him.
所以在马可福音那里，当主耶稣基督拣选他的门徒的时候，他都说我要拣选的门徒，好让这些门徒与我在一起。
Now when it says to be with Christ, it doesn't just mean that he chose them in order that they can walk around with him.
当我们都是知道，当主耶稣基督说要拣选的门徒与他一起的时候，不是说跟随他走，这样就算了。
He didn't choose us to be with him, simply to be with him in some kind of physical sense.
主耶稣基督拣选我们的缘故，并不是说我们和他 在身体上面在一起这样转。
In that sense, none of us can be with him. We cannot be with him physically.
如果是这样的情况，我们才可以与主在一起的话，我想我们每一个人都不能够和他在一起。
And in that sense, Matthew 12:30 would never apply to any of us, because none of us could be possible. In fact, none for the last, since the Lord rose again and ascended on high, none of us could be with him.
如果我们在这里以为与他在一起是一个肉体上面是和他在一起的话，我想在马太福音第12章第30节那里所讲的事情与我们又完全没有关系了。因为当主耶稣基督升了天之后，我们没有一个人可以和他在身体上面有一个接触。
No, what the Lord Jesus is speaking about is with me in heart.
在这里主耶稣基督跟我们所讲的事情就是说要在心里面与他在一起。
To be with me in spirit.
就是在灵里面与他一起。
This was in fact his prayer in John chapter 17 verse 23, that they may be one with us, one with me, one with God.
也都是这个现象，也都是好像在约翰福音第17章第31节那里 主耶稣基督嘅祷告。
二十三节。
喺亦都系喺约翰福音第十七章第二十三节嗰度，主耶稣基督所作嘅祷告一样。
It is therefore to be with Christ means that I am identified with Him in my mind, in my soul, and with my strength.
我哋喺呢度亦都系睇到与主系埋喺埋一齐，系咪系咩嘅意思？就系话喺灵里边，喺心意上边，都系与佢系有一个相连。
It is saying in different words the same thing: that to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Love is that what makes us to be with a person.
呢个亦都系另外一个。一個地方，當我哋睇到話，我哋又要與上帝係同埋一個意念同埋一齊嘅心意嘅時候，所有嘅事情。
It is to say what the Apostle Paul said so beautifully in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17, that he that is joined to the Lord becomes one with Him.
亦都係好似喺保羅喺哥林多前書第六章第十七節嗰度所講嘅事一樣，佢話：但與主聯合的，便是與主成為一體。
To be with Him is to be, as we saw at the end of Matthew 11, only a few weeks ago, to be yoked to Him. When we are yoked to Him, then we are really with Him.
当我们看到什么叫与主成为一体 的时候，我们在马太福音第十一章那里，当我们说到与他同埋在一个轭底下，就是与他同埋一起的情况。
And we saw that to take His yoke was meant to take on His cross.
我们在那里都是看到拎起他这个的时候，亦都系拎起佢个十字架。
And all this simply means that anyone who does not take up his cross cannot be with Christ.
喺嗰度亦都系睇到，当我哋唔系拎起主耶稣基督嘅十字架嘅时候，我哋唔能够同埋佢喺一齐。
It is the cross that unites us to be with Christ.
就系藉着呢个十字架，我哋同埋基督成为一体。
Have you taken up your cross as a disciple of Christ?
咁我就问你啦，你系主嘅门徒，你有冇将佢呢个十字架扶起咧
？Are you yoked to Christ in all that we expounded a few weeks ago？
你有冇喺主呢个十字架嘅底下咧
？Yoked to Christ，
你
扶他
咧？我你有冇系扶起佢呢个十字架嘅轭咧
？Then you are truly with Christ。
如果你系做到呢一点嘅时候，你就系主佢自己嘅门徒啦。
Then you are one with Him in heart and mind and soul and strength. You are one with Him。
当你做到呢啲事情嘅时候，你就会喺心意啊，同埋啊灵里边啊，都系与佢成为一体。
Where he goes, you go。
喺咁嘅情况之下，主耶稣基督去到边度，你亦都跟随佢。
Your whole desire is to please him, to love him, to glorify him。
喺你生命里边，你要做嘅嘢就系要跟随佢，听佢嘅话，将佢嘅名能够传扬出嚟，同埋高举佢自己嘅荣耀。
Then your attitude will be very different. You could never preach the gospel out of rivalry to crush somebody else, to make somebody else unhappy, to say, look, I preach better than you. You would never dream of thinking like that.
当你系做到呢一件事情嘅时候，当你系与主联合埋一齐嘅时候，你传讲福音嘅时候，你就冇一个杀气纷争嘅心啦。
But this takes us to the point.The point to realize that to be with him and become one with him is a matter of the will.
当我们在这里也都看到与主成为一体的时候，是在我们意念上面的事情。
And this is the third point that I would like to consider briefly before we close.
这一点也都是我今天跟你所讲的第三点。
You see, the question of being for or against is a question of decision.
我们都是看到与主